Markets ended the day up again today. Toys R Us turns aside an $890 million bid for their stores. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 17th of April. Thanks for coming by. We'll also share with you that Starbucks CEO met today with the two men who were arrested inside of Philly's Starbucks last week. The Bon-Ton liquidation is moving forward, so do we say goodbye to Yonkers? Iowa's Secretary of State failed to disclose a business that he's in, calling into question some ethics issues. Those stories in the markets and a whole bunch more coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Hey, welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. Well, Netflix rallied on their earnings reports, and so too did Wall Street today. At the bell, NASDAQ gained 1.7% as shares of Netflix, get this, closed up 9.2% at a record $336 a share. The Dow added 213 points, with United Health leading. The S&P 500 gained 1% as consumer discretionary and tech gained more than 1% each. We'll look at what happened and why a little bit later on in the broadcast. Fearing that the closing of Toys R Us would be bad for the toy business looking forward, Bratz doll maker MGA Enterprises CEO Isaac Lerin offered $675 million for the U.S. stores and $215 million for the Canadian stores. Toys R Us said, sorry, not going to happen. That according to people familiar with the story. The Wall Street Journal first reported that Toys R Us had turned down Lerin's offer. Once the largest U.S. toy retailer, Toys R Us abandoned a plan to emerge from bankruptcy last month and said it would try to maintain more profitable locations in Europe and Asia as an ongoing business while liquidating its U.S. and U.K. operations. An attorney for Toys R Us said in court filings earlier this month that the company had received multiple bids of more than $1 billion for an 85% stake in its Asian business. Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson has met with the two black men arrested last week in a Philadelphia Starbucks. The meeting was private. Johnson has called the event reprehensible and vowed that Starbucks employees would be better trained. The incident centers on two men who entered Starbucks and asked to use the bathroom. An employee told them it was only for paying customers. When they sat down in the store without ordering anything, the manager called police. The men were arrested for trespassing. Meanwhile, that manager has since resigned. Also, a Facebook video taken in January surfaced of a similar incident in a Torrance, California Starbucks. In the video, a black man was asked to leave the store when he objected that a white customer had been given the code to use the bathroom before he ordered food, but he had not been given the same code. Starbucks says it is aware of the video. Meanwhile, Starbucks will close 8,000 company-owned U.S. cafes for the afternoon of May 29th to train nearly 175,000 people on how to prevent racial discrimination in its stores. That's huge. Starbucks' roughly 6,000 licensed cafes will remain open. Starbucks said it would take training materials available to the employees of those stores who are employed by the grocery stores or airports where they're located. Imagine that. They're going to close down Starbucks on May 29th to train 175,000 individuals. Well, as Bon-Ton heads to liquidation, the shuttering of more than 200 regional department stores jeopardizes U.S. mall owners already struggling to fill empty space. Bidding went on today for the stores, and the winning bidder is scheduled to be approved on Wednesday by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Wilmington, Delaware. The outcome will likely be a complete shutdown of Bon-Ton business. And yes, Yonkers, we could be saying goodbye to Yonkers. International Business Machines, IBM, reported full-year profit forecasts that missed Wall Street expectations, sending the shares of the company down 6% today in extended trading. IBM said it continues to expect adjusted earnings per share of at least $13.80. Analysts were expecting $13.83. While net profit fell, revenue grew by 5% to $19.0 billion. Reflecting a shift from cloud computing and security services. The Des Moines Register is reporting that Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate did not disclose his role in a new corporation that recently has spent about $2 million to open a storage rental business and purchase a strip mall. That's from an Associated Press review. In an annual ethics filing last week, Pate affirmed that the only outside business in which he engaged in 2017 was the Eastern Iowa Asphalt Paving Company he's long owned. But businesses and government records show that another company Pate formed days before the 26th presidential election, PRG Group LLC, worked throughout 2017 to open a new mini storage business in Cedar Rapids. You gotta tell the truth. Thanks for being with us on this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. More coming up next.